Well, let's switch from basketball to football, and joining us now is the newly confirmed Knoxville football coach, known quite well around here, Kyle Pepper. Kyle, congratulations, first of all, head football coach. How's that feel?
That feels really good. It's been a whirlwind of a day, that's for sure. The phone hasn't stopped buzzing, but it's all good right now.
As far as, your ideals are and everything, just kind of go through, Coach Ryan Paulson says, okay, he's got a plan. What's the vision for Knoxville football for you, say, next year two, three, and down the line?
Yeah, I think the big thing is we have to be a process-driven team. It starts right now in the off season. We have to start in December and really get the guys into the weight room in the off season and get the numbers up. And the big thing for us right now is we're going to start competing, and we're going to start doing that in the weight room. We're going to have challenges in the off season here, and really get the guys motivated and ready to go for the first season, and continue to build off of this this culture and continue to make a change in the program, and hopefully get some more guys out in the process.
You mentioned culture, and that is one of the first things that a new coach tries to go come in and change. The culture here the last several years has just not been a winning culture, and how do you other than weight room and competing, how are you looking to switch that around to maybe a winning culture or maybe a competing culture to start?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, first off, I mean, we got to get some numbers up. We have a lot of kids walking in the hallways right now that can really help our program out. So we got to start there. And then I would say the other big thing is let's continue to work on our leadership. We have to be able to communicate with one another. We have to be able to push each other in practice, push each other in the weight room. And once all that stuff's done, it takes care of itself on Friday nights. And that's the big thing that we need to remember.
And obviously buy-in, and you won't really know that until, say a month or two, how the guys are buying in. But then you need the community to buy in as well to what you're trying to say. Well, how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, for me, is getting out of the community a little bit more. I've talked with Ryan about getting out to do some community service over the summer. Hopefully begin that even in the off season here, get to know some more community members here. I'm a member out at the golf course, so I've met a handful of people out there. But just getting the good word out there in terms of how awesome our guys are and continue to build off of that.
As we're talking to new Knoxville football coach Kyle Pepper on KNIA KRLS, let's give it a little bit of background. I think a lot of people know you went to Central College, played for Jeff McMartin. How has that helped you and your development and to bring you to this moment?
Yeah, Coach Mack is he's one of the winningest coaches in Division III history, and he always starts a lot from the leadership and from the mental side of the game, which is extremely important. So that's definitely something that I'm going to instill in the program. And another thing is just that mental and physical toughness that we really harp on a lot during my playing career and my coaching career there, that we really just try to instill in the guys on a day-to-day basis.
As let's talk a little bit about what's on the field. You were offensive coordinator the last few years, so I would imagine the offense – philosophy is not going to really change that much.
We're going to see on that.
We'll see. Okay.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a little bit of change in the offensive system. And same thing on the defensive side of the ball. I've promoted Chris Peden to be our defensive coordinator. He was our JV assistant last year, and him and I have spent the past 4 years together really discussing kind of our philosophy on the game. And I don't think there's anybody better than Chris for that position.
Keeping it close to the vest, or give us a little preview of what we might see next fall.
The offensive philosophy, we're going to keep that a little bit close to the chest right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Understandable. Yep. Chris Peden is your defensive coordinator. Who else you got on your staff so far?
Yeah, we're keeping on Chris Hudson right now. He'll be continuing to work with the offensive line and defensive line as of right now, and then Matt Richart will be back as a JV assistant coach. And we're filling two roles right now, so we're in the process of getting some guys to submit their application and get them through the interview process as well.
As far as wins and losses, is there really a goal, or is this, okay, let's just compete and see where we fall.
I think that's the big thing, is just going out and competing. You know, I really want to see our guys compete for four quarters, especially these first couple of years, and continue to build off of that process-driven mentality that's so important.
And obviously, you know, last year all but one game was running clock. That we want to see that in very quickly.
Yeah, it wears on you. It certainly does. And, you know, that's something that Chris Peden and I were talking about today, is, you know, just maintaining goals of continuing to get better every day. And when you continue to get better every day, then obviously it shows up on Friday night. So that's what we're really looking to do.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Look forward to working with you next fall. And we'll hope for the best.
Sounds good. Thank you, Derek.
That's Kyle Pepper, a new Knoxville football coach here on 95.3 KNIA, as the Panthers go into a new era with the football program. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KMLS.